2009. You're looking awfully familiar.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Asian economies began the new year with more signs of deterioration. Today, South Korea said its exports fell 17% compared to last year. And in China, factory production is off the charts bad. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Chinese factory output fell by its sharpest rate ever recorded. That's according to the investment bank CLSA. Consumers around the world are buying less of everything from laptops to sofas to T-shirts. The report's factory job index in China also hit a record low. CLSA economist Eric Fishwick says he's never seen this kind of rapid drop-off in his career, and he expects it to get worse.
You should be prepared for a very, very weak first half, because a lot of that export slowdown is only just starting, and the second round effects in terms of labor being shed is only just starting to show up.
The report finds China's manufacturing sector on the verge of recession, something economists would have laughed off just 4 months ago. Beijing has rolled out stimulus after stimulus to try to juice the economy and prop up exporters. Fishwick predicts China will start to recover in the fall, but he thinks much of the rest of Asia will stay in the dumps for the entire year. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Looks like Russia and Ukraine could start talking again about natural gas. Russia's gas monopoly Gazprom shut off supplies to the former Soviet republic. They say Ukraine owes money on a $2 billion bill. Bloomberg reports this morning that the Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko says the two sides are close to an agreement. He says there could be a meeting in the next few days. Gazprom has also said it is open to talks. World stock markets opened 2009 on a high note. Some Asian markets were still closed for the holiday, but the Hang Seng was up 4.5%. European shares are up by about 1%. The Dow reopens after the New Year break. We'll see what the first trading day of 2009 has in store. We live in a world of high-tech energy fixes, so when I mention home weatherization, you're probably like, wow, what's the big deal? Well, retrofitting your home to save energy costs has caught the attention of President-elect Barack Obama from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk. Here's Sam Eaton.
Obama's promise to weatherize 1 million low-income homes would increase current federal funding sevenfold. But Brian Keene with Smart Power, a nonprofit marketing group, says when it comes to improving energy efficiency, money isn't the main issue.
Number one is a messaging challenge because people don't yet understand the opportunity involved with conservation and efficiency.
That opportunity being money saved. Through simple fixes like sealing drafty windows and attics, many homeowners could cut their energy bills by as much as 30%. Keene says in today's economy, few investments match that kind of return. It's just a matter of breaking down the numbers.
We have to start talking in the terms and the language that the American people can understand. And when we do, then the light bulb will go off, no pun intended.
And it's not just homeowners who benefit. A weatherization ramp-up would also create green-collar jobs, an estimated 78,000 of them if Obama comes through. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Looks like people are opting for music of the digital kind. CD sales are down. People apparently don't want to store anything but something on an iPod or MP3. iTunes and other internet-based music sources report sales soared 27% over 2007. Digital downloads broke the $1 billion mark for the first time ever. Still, retailers say many consumers now only buy one song at a time, not full albums like they used to. Total album sales were down 8.5% from last year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com.
Most houses of worship rely on tithing and plate passing for programs, even survival. But some are finding the money coming in a little lacking. That's led to an increase in bankruptcies and foreclosure on some churches. And for those that haven't gotten to that point, finding new ways to get by. Kate Archer-Kent of Red River Radio has more.
Hundreds of people rely on St. John's United Methodist Church for the basics, like food, shelter, and medical care.
Has meals started yet?
That's Reverend Rudy Rasmus. St. John's charity programs cost millions of dollars. Most of that comes from his 9,000 followers. He says a handful of them are rich, like pop star Beyoncé Knowles. She gave more than $4 million to build the church's transition apartments for Houston's homeless. But the vast majority of congregants are working class. Rasmus says they give less than $100 a year.
That's a lot of folk scraping by, doing what they can, putting what they can in the collection plate. Churches are feeling the pinch.
California-based Barna Group studies trends among Christian denominations. A new survey finds churches across the country are likely to collect about $4 billion less this holiday season. George Barna.
If I were a leader of a church, I'd be very concerned because the fourth quarter of every year is the time when you tend to try to make up for some of the deficit spending that took place earlier in the year.
But if history is any guide, churches should feel little impact from the recession. Patrick Rooney is with the Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University.
This is almost the one subsector that seems to be almost recession-proof. And our research has shown that religious giving is not very much affected by changes in wealth.
That research is little comfort at St. John's United Methodist Church as Houston's economy begins to mirror the rest of the country. Rasmus sees his food lines growing longer.
What we're finding is people are hungrier than ever.
At the same time, St. John's is tightening its belt. Weekly donations dropped into the collection plate are so far holding steady, but Rasmus is expecting a decrease as the recession continues. He's planning to scale back the budget for his charitable programs by at least $300,000. In Houston, I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us online at our website. The numbers, business news of the day, all there at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Happy Friday, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.